We're in Siman Shin Mem. We're up to Sif Yud Daled, and that's what we'll be doing. Says the Machaber, Hamedabek Niyoros Oros Bekolin Shel Sofrin. If you use special glue to go and stick together papers or hide, Hareza told us Tofer. So this is a told of Tofer. Tfira sewing is connecting two things with the third object. If I use glue to connect two things, two surfaces, then that is considered the malacha of Tofer. So Mishnah Berurah says to glue two pieces of wood together would be the malacha of Tofer. To glue pieces of a cloth together would be considered Tofer. V'chein, I'm a farik nayaris dvukim, o oris dvukim. What if you have two papers that are glued together and now you're separating them? Or the same with two hides? V'loniskaven lekalkol bovad, you're not just trying to destroy something. Hareza told us kareo v'chayev. That would be a told of kareo and your chayev. And the halacha that this is called Tofer, in the Bir Halacha, he raises the issue that the halacha is that Korea is chayiv amanas litfor. That it's called the malacha of Korea. Korea always has to be amanas litfor. Why over here, where it's not amanas litfor, you chayiv? So he brings from the Rambam, and he says, Rov Rishonim hold this way, that pshat is not that you need Korea amanas litfor. It's got to be a Korea that is not a kilkul. A Korea that is a kilkul, that you're potter on. So when it says Korea manas litfor, it just means that the Korea is not a kilkul. With a Korea itself is a tikkun, you need the two pieces of paper separated, so there you would be chayiv. The Mishnah Berurah does say that what happens if two papers got stuck accidentally, some wax dripped on the two of them. So there's no Korea. Korea is separating things that were meant to stick together. Unless it's on top of letters where there would be an isser of mechika. Therefore, we have a big shaila in the poskim. What is the halacha of when you're dealing with anything that has an adhesive on it that is temporarily stuck down to tabs or stuck down to some kind of surface where it can peel off easily? Is opening a Band-Aid, for example, is opening that on Shabbos a Korea? Or do we say that since it's when it was stuck together that was only temporary, that's not really a problem? So there's a big machlokas aposkim in that. Many poskim say that since these tabs were not really meant to be there permanently, they were meant to be removed, then removing them is not considered the malach of Korea. You haven't gone and undone something that would have been a tfira since it was only meant to be temporary, and it's really only there to prevent the adhesive from sticking to anything. But it wasn't really that someone wanted them stuck to the tabs. The Machmirim say that since the tabs can stay for 100 years or more, it's considered a very good tefira, and undoing them is a kareah. Now, what happens if you have you're opening a sefer and you find that there are two pages that were never cut? They were folded and never cut. Cutting that is considered a shaila v'doraisa of Makabe Patish. Somebody whose clothing gets stuck in the thorns should gently pull them out so that it shouldn't be a psik ratio for kareah. You're allowed to put nuts in a cloth and bang them so the nuts will break, even though there's a chance that the cloth will tear. The case of opening the sefer, where the Mishnah Berurah asked because of Makabe Patish, he brings a prima godim who calls it korea. The Mishnah Berurah says that korea is only when I'm tearing something, and with that I'll be able to do something. Where my tearing is in itself a tikkun, the malach is Makabe Patish and not the malach of korea.